We're going to be talking a lot about what's happening in Iran right now. We've been watching the election there.
And it appears that Ahmadinejad has won re-election with 62% of the vote. The nearest challenger, Mir Hossein Mousavi, with 33.5% of the vote. And we have our chief international correspondent, Christian Amanpour, on the phone with us today. And Christian, there's been a lot of protests in the streets because many people, as of yesterday, thought that Mousavi would have been the clear winner in this.
Well, yes, today the people's frustrations, the frustrations of Mousavi's supporters, has spilled out into the street. What we know is that the Interior Ministry has just issued the final results, as you've just reported, giving President Ahmadinejad practically a 2-1 victory over his main rival, Mir Hossein Mousavi. Now, many of the supporters and many of the analysts had expected this to be a very, very tight race, if not Mousavi having a clear lead in the first round. So many of the supporters are angry, and they've been now been in the streets for the last several hours, and we've been following and watching. And there have been sort of peaceful, very loud and raucous marches down the main artery of Tehran, linking north to south, people chanting, "Mousavi, Mousavi, get our vote back for me." There have also been truckloads, busloads of riot police, which are being bussed into the town, and we've seen them on the sides of the road and indeed charging some of the protesters as well. We have not seen a huge amount of violence. We've seen a heavy presence, but not yet a huge amount of violence.
And our other major international story we're keeping an eye on this morning, North Korea. That country promised a strong reaction to new U.N. sanctions over their nuclear and missile tests. So here is the reaction. North Korea now saying they will weaponize all of their plutonium, also saying they will enrich uranium.
You know, those living in Memphis are cleaning up this morning after thunderstorms knocked down trees, power lines all across the city.
Yeah, the storms blew through right around rush hour, so a lot of folks there were in their cars for the worst of it.
Tree came down right on top of my car. I was in it, and I jumped up, and a big limb, you see how large it is, came across it. Got me on the shoulder, and I jumped up.